Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. Heavy snow fell overnight Wednesday, closing and delaying schools and causing icy roads in the local listening area. In the forecast for today from the National Weather Service, snow will begin to taper off by early afternoon, cloudy with a high near 32 degrees, total daytime snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Tonight, a 20% chance of snow before 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 20, northeast wind 11 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 26, northeast wind 10 to 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And in the news, in a report shared with us by the Wisconsin Examiner, the new Republican chairman of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee and a top Democrat on the panel on Wednesday laid out anti-hunger initiatives Congress could tackle in the upcoming farm bill. During a panel discussion, Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, the new head of the Agriculture Committee, said he believes members of Congress can find common ground in the upcoming farm bill when it comes to nutrition, health, and food deserts across America. He said he wants to focus on making nutritious food available and affordable. Thompson said he plans to have an emphasis on science, technology, and innovation in the bill, which is a multi-year law that creates policy for agriculture and food programs. It is on track to be reauthorized this year. U.S. Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, a top Democrat on the committee, said he was concerned about the potential cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which provides benefits for low-income families to purchase food. As the top Democrat on the House Agriculture, Nutrition, Oversight, and Department of Operations Subcommittee, McGovern said he is against rolling back any benefits to SNAP, and his goal is to prevent any cuts to the program. Those who qualify for SNAP have an income level less than or equal to the federal poverty level, and the amount of benefits is different in each state. As part of the coronavirus relief package that Congress passed, it gave states the flexibility to temporarily increase SNAP benefits and waive some requirements for signing up for the program. Again, that according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, used here with their permission. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.